marked on a seat for that popular mystery known to the world as the Heavy Dragoon. Take all the remarkable people in history, rattle them off to a popular tune. The pluck of Lord Nelson, the bold of the victory, genius of Bismarck devising a plan, the humor of feeling which sounds contradictory, coolness of Paget about to Japan, the science of Julian, the eminent musical wit of Macaulay who wrote of Queen Anne, the pathos of Paddy is rendered by Musico, style of the Bishop of Southern Man, the dash of a Dorsey divested of quackery, narrative powers of Dickens and Thackeray, Victor Emmanuel, Peacocking Peveril, Thomas Aquinas and Dr. Hercheverill, Tupper and Tennyson, Daniel Defoe, Anthony Trollope and Mr. Take up these elements, all the diffusible, and come on down in that looking off crucible. Let him just say, well, take up the storm, and the Heavy Dragoon is dressed in your arm. Want a seat for that soldier like Paragon? Get up the wealth of the Tsar if you can. The family pride of a Spaniard from Aragon. Pour some Mephisto pronouncing a ban. A smack of Lord Waterford, reckless and rollicky. Swagger of Roderick, heading his clan. The keen penetration of Paddington Pollock. Grace of an odalisk on the divan. The genius strategic of Caesar or Hannibal. Skill of Sir Garnet in flashing a cannibal. Flavor of Hamlet, the stranger, a touch of him. Little of Manfred, but not very much of him. Beadle of Burlington, Richardson Show. Mr. Nicole and Madame T. Take up these elements, all that is filled up, all that come on down in that picking of crucible, and to the simmer and take up the